You're listening to SBS News.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
Salman Rushdie, the author of The Satanic Verses, a book that led to death threats from Iran in the 1980s, was stabbed several times as he was about to give a lecture in Western New York. Mr. Rushdie was airlifted to hospital where he underwent emergency surgery. He's now on a ventilator and unable to speak, with his agent, Andrew Wiley, saying Mr. Rushdie will likely lose one eye and that his liver has been damaged. Charlie Savinor witnessed the attack.
Mr. Rushdie came out at 10:45 with the moderator. They sat down, and then within 15 seconds, someone jumped into the stage and began to beat him. Within seconds, right, Mr. Rushdie was seated, and then I think the assailant had him on the floor. Within seconds, security had run up to the stage to help him, and then people began to exit, and within 3 minutes, there was an announcement that everyone should evacuate the outside amphitheater.
Pilar Pintagro was also in the audience when Mr. Rushdie was stabbed. She thought the man that jumped onto the stage was there to adjust the microphone.
I think it was a guy who would, accommodate the microphone, but this guy started to stab him, and it was so fast, so crazy in the moment. We ran to the stage, and a lot of guys came to help him and get the person who attacked him. And it was just incredibly insane, because nothing justified an act of violence like this. Really, it's not. And then I was wondering myself, where was security for this guy? This guy really needed security. There was not any police before this reading, so my prayers to Salman Rushdie right now.
Mr. Rushdie has faced death threats for his fourth novel, The Satanic Verses, which some Muslims believe contains blasphemous passages. The 1988 novel was banned in many countries with large Muslim populations and resulted in Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, then Iran's supreme leader, pronouncing a fatwa, or religious edict, calling upon Muslims to kill the novelist. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says Mr. Rushdie spent decades speaking truth to power.
It is heartbreaking to learn that within the last hour, a prominent individual, Salman Rushdie, was attacked on a stage in Western New York. Just before he was about to give a speech, he is alive. He has been transported, airlifted to safety. But here's an individual who has spent decades speaking truth to power. Someone who's been out there unafraid, despite the threats that have followed him his entire adult life, it seems.
She says a police officer intervened and saved Mr. Rushdie's life, as well as the life of moderator Ralph Henry Reese, who was also stabbed.
And I want to commend the state police. It was a state police officer who stood up and saved his life, protected him, as well as the moderator who was attacked as well. We're monitoring the situation, but he's getting the care he needs at a local hospital. I'll be giving more information on the identity of the perpetrator and the case that'll be brought in that part of the state. So,
Police Commander Eugene Staniszewski has identified the attacker.
But we have been working to identify the suspect who was involved in the attack at the Chautauqua Institution earlier today. The suspect has been identified as Haiti Matar, age 24, from Fairview, New Jersey. Earlier today, at approximately 10:47 a.m., guest speaker Salman Rushdie, age 75, and Ralph Henry Reese, age 73, had just arrived on stage at the institution. Shortly thereafter, the suspect jumped onto the stage and attacked Mr. Rushdie, stabbing him at least once in the neck and at least once in the abdomen.
At least 45 people were killed in riots over Mr. Rushdie's The Satanic Verses, including 12 people in his hometown of Mumbai. In 1991, a Japanese translator of the book was stabbed to death, and an Italian translator survived a knife attack. In 1993, the book's Norwegian publisher was shot three times, but survived. Despite the book's and Mr. Rushdie's notoriety, at the venue where the author was attacked, attendees say there were no obvious security checks, with staff simply checking people's tickets for admission. Mr. Rushdie had lived in hiding for 9 years after the Satanic Verses was published. He was granted police protection by the government in Britain, where he was at school and where he made his home, following the murder or attempted murder of his translators and publishers. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.